Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, January 12th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open after closing higher on Wednesday. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory following mostly higher Asian markets. U.S. dollar is hovering around 7-month lows. Treasury yields are flat at the short end and down at the long end. Crude oil prices are slightly up. Precious metals are higher, industrial metals are mostly lower. Other commodities are well supported. In macro news, risk sentiment is steady ahead of the key U.S. CPI report today, with markets positioned for a dovish outcome. There are expectations that the reading will be supportive of the Fed slowing its next rate hike to 25 basis points. However, the question remains whether the additional signs of cooling inflation can drive the upside further for equities, especially as corporate earnings become the other big area of focus. In Europe, the European Central Bank's governing council member has said that rates will be increased significantly in the coming meetings to ensure the return to the 2% inflation target. On APAC's central bank front, there is no shift in the Reserve Bank of Australia's narrative following yesterday's firmer-than-expected monthly inflation data that reinforced expectations for a 25 basis point hike next month. Looking ahead, the consensus for the Bank of Korea's rate decision on Friday looks for a 25 basis point hike, and there's commentary supporting the idea that this would be the final move in the current tightening cycle. The Bank of Japan will review side effects of its ultra-easing policy next week, sending the yen lower. On the data front, China's inflation result was mixed with CPI higher but PPI falling as factory output lagged with December's COVID outbreak slowing production. Apart from the December CPI results, key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today also includes the weekly initial jobless claims and the continuing claims, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. In corporate news, T-Mobile US is in talks to acquire Mint Mobile, according to Bloomberg. Yum Brands is teaming up with South Korea's private equity to acquire KFC Korea for some $56 million. Apple's Q1 MacBook shipments are expected to decrease by 40-50%, according to supply chain sources. In Asia, equities finished mostly higher on Thursday in a quiet day's trading. Markets generally followed through with gains on the U.S. benchmarks yesterday, gapping higher at the open and stayed that way throughout the day. Greater China was led by mainland markets. Australia also led the gainers as banks and mining stocks rose again. South Korea and Taiwan were a few points higher. Japan's TOPIX was up, but the Nikkei was flat. Southeast Asia finished mixed, and India extended its morning losses. European equity markets are trading higher after a positive close on Wednesday. Germany is in favor of the Clean Tech Act promoted by the EU Commission as a strong response to the US Inflation Reduction Act. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, January 12, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.